Don't tell me you missed Paris's last visit, where they took on the Dublin Roller Derby A's. Well, then I guess you weren't among the travelling crowds that headed to Madrid or even Middlesbrough for the spring bouts. Founded back in 2009, Dublin Roller Derby, yes, pronounced like that, was Ireland's first roller derby league. It proved to be something more than a brief candle in women's sports and now has three teams which compete internationally. For Culturefile, Cathal Redmond went to meet dashing Trudy Snow, Brudol E. Locock and other pseudonymous stars of Dublin Roller Derby.
Go!
Roller Derby is a game on an oval track. It's flat track. There are teams of 14 skaters each. It's an hour long, split into two halves, and each half is divided up into two-minute periods called jams. For every jam, both teams will field five players. They will field four players who are blockers and one player who is a point scorer called a jammer, and they will wear a star on their helmet. It's full contact. Some people refer to it as rugby on wheels. The whistle goes and the blockers have to play offense for their own jammer but also defend against the opposition jammer at the same time. And then basically most points wins. The jammer gets out the front of all the blockers, skates around, and for every opposition blocker that she laps, she gets a point. And that's kind of most points at the end of the game wins, sort of it. My name's Elaine. I go by Dashing Trudy Snow, or Snowy.
Snowy's currently trying to find a chink in the armour, trying to find a crack in the wall, and the French jammer is pushing, is trying to get out the front of the pack. And just in front of her, Snowy manages to find the gap and his lead jammer to the Dublin Roller Girls.
I got into roller derby because my mate Stabba played and thought that I would enjoy skating around, so I came along to one of the games and I haven't really gone away since. I started off reffing and then I moved into being a skater full time. Still NSO and ref every now and again if I can, but the A team takes up a lot of my time.
My name is Brudol E. Locock. I got into derby in Vancouver, Canada. Like all good Canadians, I played hockey when I was younger, and then I moved to Vancouver and I could no longer play hockey, so derby was a good alternative. It was on skates, different kind of skates, but still a lot of contact, which actually was a new experience for me. And I moved over here and joined DRD on an exchange and really loved it. I am also the head of our Interleague program here. Interleague program is basically a place for skaters of all levels to play together, basically a real situation, but it's non-competitive. It's just within DRD itself. And so it allows different levels, different players at different skills levels to play each other, allows that sort of trickle down of skills from top level to bottom level, and it really makes the league come together. Derby is about that team environment, that community environment, and so we really want everybody to be involved and have a place within our league. So Interleague is basically just a place for everybody to be on a team, everyone to get together and intermingle and build a community, a stronger community of skaters.
But some girls are built for speed, and some girls, they like to fight. There ain't nothing so sweet as a girl on skates whooping other girls' asses all night.
All derby leagues are built on the backs of the skaters. The skaters run the organization. Some of them do the officiating as well. We have committees and departments and are basically responsible for everything that happens, and that is derby. Whereas in other sports, really, there's a top-level organization and skaters just show up, or players just show up, but there's no just showing up in derby. The growth of our league and the success of our league depends on everybody feeling welcome and everybody feeling part of the community and everybody putting in their work. So in DRD, we have citizenship. Basically, you have to, you have to support the league in another capacity other than just playing. And so whether or not that means being on a committee, volunteering your time and officiating, anything in that, any way of getting involved. So everybody knows that they're doing their part. And even at the top level, nobody gets out of citizenship.
Go, go, roller girl, look at that girl roll. Roller derby saved my soul.
The derby names are just kind of, they're sort of pseudonyms or stage names that people like to take on.
Some people, it's an alter ego. So some people just, they can like let all their positive aggression out or something like that. So it's just a fun part.
You kind of like
or somebody might come up with a derby name for you, or you know, you might use a nickname that was used for you when you're younger or something. So it's just, it's a fun aspect of it, and we all kind of call each other derby names, so it's we get really used to it too. And we'd be out in public and I'd be calling Legs, and I'd be, legs, come here. It's our own little inside joke though. It's nice, it's good fun.
It's becoming less common. I think a lot of more senior skaters would be giving up their derby name and just saying, I'm going to skate under my real name, as it's kind of moving toward potentially being considered for the Olympics and that sort of thing. But it's still, it's a fun part of the game.
Look at my Miss Gadim's in front, but she's taken out. Beautiful blocking there from the Dublin blockers.
WIFTA is the Women's Black Track Roller Derby organisation. They're basically the ones who invented the roller derby as we now know it, and then they're kind of the governing body of roller derby, so they're the ones who keep track of if you are a WIFTA certified team, for example, and you play other WIFTA teams. That is where you kind of get your scoring or your standing, like, so you go on the board and you, and it's all, and it's international, so you are on the same sort of scoring rankings board as any team across the world. Dublin just became a WIFTA certified team this year. So, first Irish team along with Belfast. Unfortunately, it's really hard to get rankings because a lot of the points come from the States. And if we don't play, if we don't play American teams, it's hard for us to move up. So that's kind of the issue I think that WIFTA is dealing with right now, is how to get European teams into the mix and how do we spread those points evenly across the world. So right now, like, I'd like to say they're an international governing body, but they're still very heavily American. And hopefully in the future, though, that will change.
I was hungry for a game that could ease my pain and put the fear of a woman in my soul.
Are you going to win today?
Absolutely.
49, that's your unofficial final score. 30 points in it. Paris takes the win.
The Women of Dublin Roller Derby there, and the reporter was Cathal Redmond. And the next live-action roller derby meeting is at the National Basketball Arena on December 12th. For more, search Dublin Roller Derby. It's spelt just like Derby.